action. They're asking road users with camera footage who were travelling near the Haywood Road and Clonmel Rugby Club area between 10:45pm and 11:30pm that night to make this footage available to them.
Gardaí are currently dealing with a serious crash in Dublin city centre. Emergency services are at the scene on Dame Street, which is closed to traffic. Diversions are in place, with Gardaí appealing for any witnesses to come forward. Three men are due in court in Dublin today following separate drug probes in the city last Thursday. A man in his 30s was arrested under Operation Fogra and charged as part of an investigation into alleged drug-related intimidation in North County Dublin. Two other men in their 40s and 50s were arrested under Operation Tara and charged following the seizure of cocaine worth €160,000 and €78,460 in cash in southeast Dublin. Israel's prime minister is promising to return all hostages, living or dead, after the bodies of three people were recovered yesterday in Gaza. The IDF says the two women and a man are understood to have been killed at the Nova Music Festival when Hamas attacked on October 7th. About 100 are still being held captive, and Professor Haggai Levine from the Hostages and Missing Families Forum says families are suffering.
This is part of the psychological terror that the Hamas is putting on us. These people, they are alive or dead, is very, very painful and stressful for the families and I think for many people.
A national protest over Gaza will get underway at the Garden of Remembrance in Dublin at 1 o'clock today, followed by a march to Leinster House. It'll be the sixth national demonstration since October. Ireland-Palestine Solidarity Campaign chairperson Zoe Lawler is really worried about the situation in Gaza.
People don't know where to go now, who were already displaced down to Rafah so many times. So it's really just the crimes that we're seeing and the deep trauma that's being inflicted on people, it's just horrendous and it has to stop.
Sinn Féin's Mary Lou MacDonald has been conferred with an honorary doctorate from America's Westfield State University. The party president is in the US this weekend, speaking about the power of education and young people. Deputy MacDonald is also attending an event at the John Boyle O'Reilly Irish Centre in Springfield, which will also be attended by Congressman Richard Neal. Ms. MacDonald has also used her trip to call for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. A man's been sentenced to 30 years in prison for trying to kidnap Nancy Pelosi when she was the Speaker of the US House of Representatives. David DePape also used a hammer to beat her husband, who's in his 80s, causing serious head injuries. The court in San Francisco heard the 44-year-old was caught up in conspiracy theories and believed news outlets repeatedly lied about Donald Trump. Sunny weather is expected in parts of the country today after the cloud lifts. Temperatures could hit highs of 21 degrees with the warmest in the east. The Oranelagh Water Safety Education Manager Killian O'Kelly says people need to watch out for chilly seas though.
If you're going swimming on the coast, be prepared for cold water, which means you should acclimatise when you're going in. So enter the water slowly, splash a bit of water up in your chest and over your back and your head before you dive straight in. What we don't want people to do is to just go down on a hot day and jump off a pier straight away, because that can actually lead to cold water shock.
And that's your latest news update at 9:04.
Kick off your summer with large screen TVs at Currys. Save €500 on this 65-inch Samsung OLED TV, now only €1,899. Plus, get an extra 10% off the 75-inch LG Smart 4K TV, only €764 after discount. Save €115. Shop in-store or online at currys.ie.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
A mainly dry day with the best of the sunshine in Connacht. Cloudier in Leinster and East Munster with a few showers. The afternoon though and the evening are going to be mainly dry. Highest temperatures of 15 to 21 degrees.
Now, something for the weekend with Trina Mara. Only on the home of the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Good morning, how are you? It's Trina Mara. I hope you're in good form. Loads of communions on today. Can I just do a quick request? I was supposed to do it yesterday and I totally forgot. And I went home last night and I felt awful. So here you go. Can you please say a massive hello to my daughter, Ava Hogan, who's making her Holy Communion at St. Paul's Church, Raheen in Limerick. all our love from her dad Decky, her mother Nicola, Dylan her brother, and we are all so proud of her. So I hope you got to hear that. I'm so sorry I forgot to do that yesterday. Now on the way, your chance to win return flights to JFK in New York on Aer Lingus. It's all thanks to Shannon Airport and tropicalsky.ie. Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery are going to be in studio next.
Something for the weekend with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Somebody. Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed
with American Sky.
From family holidays in Florida to road tripping in California.
From cruising the Caribbean or that city break celebration.
Discover America in 2024 with AmericanSky.ie.
Well, Sarah Slattery and Ed Finn are back in studio. More prizes and flights to be won again today. Hello, guys. How are you?
Hi, Trina. How are you?
I'm great. Back from my own holidays as well. You can see my beautiful tan. See through. What are we going to look at today?
So we're going to be in Los Angeles today, the City of Angels. Sarah and myself were there recently and we were at a big travel event. Every year America shows off to the world and it's called International Powwow. So all travel agents, media are sort of arrive. Thousands, 5,300, I think, people.
Holy God,
it was,
are you serious?
The opening night, Diana Ross sang for us, which was incredible. I know.
This is your job.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's it was very hard.
Like if Carlsberg did conferences, like seriously.
It was unbelievable, yeah.
Kind of kept pinching yourself to think you were actually at a conference. It was just bizarre. The whole thing, it was amazing though.
Keanu Reeves played guitar for us for lunch.
I know, you're having me on now, are you?
Sarah, we have the photographs to prove it. Yeah. Yeah, no, he came along, Dogstar, and he played guitar for us during lunch. Every, you know, from Utah to, you know, Savannah, every single tourist board is there, airlines. And you kind of do all the speed dating where you have all these appointments with people. And you come home and you're speaking like a Yankee doodle dandy, you know, it's great.
So you're going there and you're finding out all about the places that people should be going and the deals and everything to pass it on to us.
Exactly.
And I know at the end of the chat today, we're going to be giving away return flights to where?
To New York, to JFK with Aer Lingus.
Fab. Okay, so make
fabulous
sure to
prize.
Stay listening till the end. We're going to be talking about something here and the question is going to be about our conversation. So, okay, so LA, I have been to LA many, many years ago. It's a very mixed kind of place though, isn't it, I find?
Yeah, it is. It completely is. I mean, you have downtown LA, you've got all the architecture, the old movie theatres. I had a great time. I was at the Polo Lounge in the Beverly Hills Hotel because we have there's an Irish general manager there, John Scanlon. From Tipperary. He got appointed 2 years ago. Now this is where the Irish Oscar parties are there. So there's a red carpet all the time there. So like it's not a wedding on or anything. It's just fully and it's beautiful. So the Polo Lounge is sort of outside in a kind of a beautiful garden with the bougainvilleas teeming down on top of you. But the food was gorgeous and we had the McCarthy salad. Some guy called McCarthy loved a chopped salad years ago, so it's on the menu now. But best New York cheesecake I've had ever in my life. John is a great guy. It was like you're in another world and all the cars pulling up. But you know, the whole area there, Rodeo Drive, of course, and the whole Beverly Hills. It's a city, Beverly Hills. It's actually a city, but very impressive. It's like another world.
It's very posh, isn't it?
Yeah.
The row of shops, like the really posh shops and everything.
And that part is quite small. Rodeo Drive is quite small. Like you walk up and down and you're like, oh my God, you expect it to be bigger. I think LA is so Marmite, really. You hear a lot of people going, I hated LA, I didn't like LA. And it's only after being there, because I was there years ago, but it was Santa Monica, which is kind of the beach resort on the outside.
The pier, yeah, beautiful. Yeah.
It's only kind of when you go this time, we were staying in downtown LA, which wouldn't be the nicest part to stay in. It was the only reason we stayed there was because the conference was there. But I think it's because people stay in the wrong places. Like if you're staying in, you think downtown LA might be the place to stay, but it's not really. Yeah. Or you stay, like people think Hollywood Boulevard, but that wouldn't really be the place to stay. Whereas if you stay in some of the nicer areas, then you get a completely different feel for LA. Mm. And when you travel around, somebody told me there's like 17 cities in LA, which there probably is, because that's what it felt like anyway. Amazing. It's so big.
And I mean, you know, the Grand Market where you went, that was only 10 minutes away. The food, the beautiful there. But Venice Beach, that's incredible. Culver City, those places we went out, they're incredible. It's like seaside resorts, obviously, right? But Venice Beach, you know, that you'd be cycling along and you see everyone and anyone rollerblading.
That's
around
where Mariah Carey's video was shot, Fantasy. Wasn't it? Where she's on the rollerblades.
So that is typical of it. But beautiful, isn't it? I mean, that whole area out there is really, really stunning. So there, as you said, Santa Monica, the pier.
Yeah.
You know, like
I stayed there before. It was lovely.
Yeah. So, yeah,
it's very much a place where people expect to see celebrities left, right and centre.
Yeah.
And there's loads of tours and everything to go spotting celebrities, isn't there?
Yeah. Oh, Sarah was fighting them off too. She couldn't get them all chasing after her. Is that the travel expert from Dublin? I'll tell you.
Did you see anybody apart from, of course, your name dropping there?
Apart from Diana Ross and Keanu Reeves.
No.
Somebody said that they saw, who was it?
They put a picture in the group.
Julianne Moore or someone, was it? Yeah.
But you know, it's so weird because apparently everybody's just so used to it that they go everywhere.
They don't
care. Yeah. And it's, you know, the way they say in Dublin, people walk down the street and don't care. Apparently it's a bit like that in Hollywood as well. because they're just so, it's where a lot of them live. They're just so used to walking around. But even if you don't see the celebrity, just going to all the spots, like we went to Outside Selling Sunset, you know.
My favourite show, I love
it. Oh my God. You have to stand 3 feet away from the window. Because they're actually inside. And we were like, oh my God, the windows are black.
They're actually real estate agents working away.
It's just on the side of the road. It's bizarre. Like, I don't know what I was expecting.
Did you not go in and pretend that you had a 30 million quid budget?
Oh, yeah, I probably should have. But we saw Jason drive out in his car. And we were like, oh my God. Because it was so bizarre. We were like, oh, I wonder will we see any of them now because it could be filming. And there he was. He literally just drove out.
Was he on a booster seat?
I know. I believe he's tiny, but everybody says that. No, it was bizarre, but just walking down the streets, the Sunset Strip, and seeing all the cool hotels and all the places from the movies. I remember when we went to New York for the first time and thinking it was like being in a movie set, but LA is like that times more. Yeah, even. You know, it's amazing.
Yeah, and like the amazing stuff, like the Paul Getty Museum and Art Gallery and Universal Studios, you know, we went there as well. That is brilliant. But the Paul Getty Museum is stunning because they organised all kind of tours for people to do to see stuff. And I forgot to apply in time, so I ended up on the Paul Getty tour. But I thought, because that was the rock star tour was full, right? That involved cocktails on rooftops. So, but anyway, that sold out pretty quick. But I was thrilled. It was really nice. Yeah. I loved it.
I was trying to remember where we stayed. It's just come to me. We were staying in a hotel. It was a very small little place, but it was really cool. It's like one of these boutique kind of places. Yeah, and the room felt like a nightclub. And it was down the road and opposite Chateau Marmont.
We saw that actually.
All the celebrities obviously went there. A lot of them died there as well, I think.
Well, that hotel Ziggy, which was named after Ziggy Stardust, you know, David Bowie. I was actually, that's kind of one of the cool places to stay. It's all music and spot, you know, themed. And like there's all DJs at the pool. And if you were like young, free and single now, that would be the place to stay in West Hollywood. But I was looking at actually that because Aer Lingus have a sale on at the moment. Like it's €395 from Dublin to LA. I just
brilliant.
Think it's for nothing.
That's amazing.
Like, when you think it's twice the distance as New York and it's like nearly the same.
Yeah, and I mean,
price.
It is like it's a 10, 11 hour flight, but I mean, it was good. You know, I thought it was going to be hard work, but it was grand.
No,
was
the flight was fine.
Very good.
And like it, all your choice of movies and everything. It was very comfortable. I was pricing that early September. I put it in my
That's
travel
amazing
deals
value.
Post this week. And you can get the Ziggy Hotel. Now, it's not cheap, but like to stay in one of the iconic hotels for a week, the beginning of September, with flights, you're looking at €1,300.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's all right, isn't it? To be in the centre of the coolest place to stay in Hollywood, I don't know. I think the value is amazing there when you think of how long the flights are and the fact that they're daily.
But the Beverly Hills as well, I mean, if you want to really treat yourself, like the prices there are not that crazy either. And another hotel that's part of the Hilton Group, which is really cool, the Conrad Los Angeles. That was a vision of your man, the architect Frank Gehry, who did the Guggenheim Museum and, you know, all those beautiful buildings. He's the famous architect. And again, it has rooftop. They all have rooftop pools, but this one is absolutely gorgeous. And you can see the Walt Disney Concert Hall, downtown LA. It's a really nice part of downtown LA because we went in and we had to kind of walk around. You know, it's like a resort. You know, you have your swimming pool and yet you have your downtown. So it's kind of nice.
Okay, Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery are in studio with us. We're checking out Los Angeles today. And more still to come.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed.
And Tropical Sky.
Start your dream with tailor-made holidays to the Caribbean, Far East, Maldives and beyond.
Flying from Shannon Airport with tropicalsky.ie.
If you're
Something for the Weekend with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Weekend on Saturday. How are you? It's Trina. We're in the middle of chatting to Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery on Travel Saturday, talking all about LA today, but somebody could win return flights to JFK on Aer Lingus with thanks to Shannon Airport and tropicalsky.ie, because at the end of the chat, we're going to have a question. So listen very carefully. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
At Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, we're ready to get the gang back together this summer.
Our famous listener parties are back.
And our first stop is the one and only Cork City. Get ready to party on June 13th with Trina Mara, Damien Farrelly, Colm Hayes and Lucy Kennedy,
along with Cork's own Dave Mack and more of your favourite presenters.
There'll be food and drinks and the chance to win amazing prizes.
It's all happening at the Voodoo Rooms and Pop Scene, Cork's number one late night venue.
Do you voodoo?
Want to be there? Then keep it here. We'll have tickets to win starting Monday morning on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the home of the 80s and 90s.
The Mother and Baby Institution's payment scheme is now open for applications. This scheme provides financial payments and health supports to eligible people who spend time in mother and baby and county home institutions in Ireland. There's a straightforward application process in place to help everyone access the benefits that they're entitled to. To find out more, visit gov.ie/payment scheme or call the helpline at 01 522 9992. An initiative of the Government of Ireland.
Treat yourself to a touch of luxury at Kinsale Hotel and Spa Cork. Book your overnight stay in one of our newly refurbished deluxe rooms and you're guaranteed to be impressed. Sleek modern styling, contemporary spaces to sit and relax for business or leisure, while taking in the stunning views over Oysterhaven Bay. A getaway at Kinsale Hotel and Spa is a unique experience, one you'll treasure forever. So, book your luxury break today at KinsaleHotelandSpa.ie.
Ireland's
biggest bathroom sale is now on. Only at City Tiles and Bathrooms in Towker and North Point, Blackpool, Cork, Ballysimon Road, Limerick and Ballymun, Dublin. Up to 75% off bathroom vanity units, shower doors and our new ranges of porcelain and ceramic tiles. City Tiles and Bathrooms, Ireland's largest tile and bathroom superstores. Bathroom sale now on.
Hi, it's Dee here from Strip and Dip. I can't believe we've been stripping and dipping for 11 years now. This year's Strip and Dip is on Saturday the 8th of June in Wicklow, all in aid of our ongoing commitment to Aveen's Pink Tie, Ireland's national children's cancer charity. Ladies, let's get over 1,000 of you on the beach. Let's celebrate and participate on what will be one of the best days of your life. That's Saturday the 8th of June in Wicklow. Register now at stripanddip.ie. Join us, warrior women. See you on the beach, 8th of June, stripanddip.ie.
Fight! Like a child.
We all have that perfect spot. The corner of the couch where the light's just right. The kitchen table with your first coffee. Or lounging by a crackling fire. So, where will you read it? Enjoy home delivery of the Irish Times weekend and a premium digital subscription for just €6.25 a week. Visit newsdelivery.ie today. The Irish Times, because you get it.
This is the home of classic hits at work with Trina Mara.
From 10 a.m.
And the home of the 80s and 90s all day.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Now, more of the 80s and 90s.
On Something for the Weekend with Trina Mara. With e-travel.ie. Escape from reality. Jet off to your dream destination or set sail on a fantastic cruise for unbelievably low prices. Visit e-travel.ie today.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
I need you so much, but I don't think you're real.
something for the weekend with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Now I have the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
'Cause I have the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
I've been waiting for so long, now I finally found someone to stand by me.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed.
With American Sky.
From family holidays in Florida to road tripping in California.
From cruising the Caribbean or that city break celebration.
Discover America in 2024
with AmericanSky.ie.
So we're checking out Los Angeles today as a destination with Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery. Would you hire a car when you're there? I think we, for a couple of days, we didn't, and then we did end up getting one because we wanted to go out a bit further and see all the places, the planetarium and
definitely
all that.
I mean, it isn't for the faint-hearted driving in LA.
Yeah,
I would say
I wasn't the driver, I was the passenger, thank God.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to do the whole Santa Monica, going to finish, there's a great metro, the train as well is brilliant
because the traffic is terrific as much. That's the only thing, if there was one negative, I'd say is the traffic.
Even when we were coming in, I was over in, I'll be talking about Minneapolis on another show, but I flew from Minneapolis to LA over Utah. It's like Mars, all these canyons and red stuff, and then you come into LA and you start to see this massive roads, motorways with like cars everywhere. The motorways are vast, aren't they? And it's just cars.
Do you know what we were fascinated by? This sounds so morbid, but we were fascinated passing the likes of the Cedar Sinai Hospital because that's where Whitney died and that's where Michael Jackson died.
I know. And when you see those names, you go like, because you're there, and it's almost like it's far away. It's like you're never. And then that's the one thing I found about LA as well. It was a little bit overwhelming like that. We were in the JW Marriott, really cool place, massive, huge, big hotel. But just around the corner, the Pantry was the real diner. You go in and you sit down and you have. So for like $12.50, I had like eggs and hash browns and coffee and toast. Completely. Like, so the Pantry was called. It's all of us went there for breakfast.
I found it was really expensive to eat anywhere, and you couldn't get a piece of fruit for love nor money.
You know, I think the shops are really dear. The basic produce is really expensive in like an actual regular shop. And then downtown LA would be much cheaper to eat out and drink than if you were staying in West Hollywood or somewhere kind of cool. So there would be a difference. I mean, there was some cool rooftop bars and nice places down there as well. I just think if I was going, I'd probably stay up the other end, or else I'd stay in Santa Monica. I just think it's a nicer part of LA to stay in. But another thing that we really should mention is Universal Studios. I know Ed said it earlier, because I had done Universal Studios in Orlando, and you know, it's much bigger. You've got the two different parks, or you've got three different parks there. So for me, I just thought Hollywood would be a smaller version, and it is. But what's so brilliant about it is the movie, the studio tour. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, amazing. Amazing.
Oh my God.
It was phenomenal.
You can't do that, and you can't do that in Orlando. You actually see
we sat on the Friends couch.
Like, it's incredible. You see TV shows being made at the time. Apparently Ryan Gosling was there 2 days beforehand. We were like, oh my God,
We were in the audience for The Voice, you know, the American The Voice, and it was you can see me a little dot, I'm about three or four rows back, and Gwen Stefani's just ahead of me, because we were watching it, you know, when it came out on the telly. We're like, I wonder, will they see us in the audience? And there we were. It was Gwen Stefani and I think it was Pharrell and all these. It was brilliant. Very strict, like, you're not allowed to bring your phone in or anything, they'll take your phone. But we did loads of those kind of things, and they're such one off.
Apparently every tour is completely different, because you never know who's going to be there or what sets they can go past. Or because we did a tour when we arrived, and then somebody else did one, they were like, we didn't see that, we saw, you know. So it's just incredible thing to do. And they're celebrating their 60 year anniversary this year, so there's lots of extra bits added in for the tours as well. I don't know, it's just something unique that you can't do anywhere else. I mean, that's the reason Universal Studios are there today. The theme parks were designed because the tour of the studios was so popular.
It's amazing when you're looking at these, you're going, oh my God, and you recognise all the sets. You're going, geez,
incredible.
Like, there's the stairs. Even in Friends, it's the bit where, you know, the stairs where Ross was sitting on the steps when the date didn't turn up for Rachel for her Debs or her prom or whatever it was. And he was there with his, do you remember, he was there with his little keyboard, and he got dressed up to go to the prom. But we also went to a show, and I don't know whether they still do this now, but it was unbelievable. Like, as if it was a fake American Idol, but the host was as professional as the one like you'd see on the telly. Except he was working in the theme park, and it was the whole staging, everything was the exact same as the television show, and they'd get people from the audience up to audition. And these people were like Tina Turner. They were unbelievable. You're like, these are just ordinary people. So
everyone's a star. Like, when we went, another place that you were talking about there, Sarah, about value, the Freehand Hotel in Los Angeles, right, is historically unique. Right now, it's in the commercial. It was in the Exchange Building, and it's about 137. I was looking at the rates there per night, and yeah. They have a rooftop. I went there with Kevin. My friend Kevin was there as well, and we went up on the rooftop. There's a pool, and the best cheeseburger I've ever had, and chicken wings, right? Like just to, and the cocktails. They've one called the Chronic. And it's very good. It's a real old building, old brown lifts. And if you want something different, freehandhotels.com, they do a lot of them in different cities. But it's gorgeous. And it's like it's like another little world when you go in there. All it's like an exchange, like you're in a stock exchange.
Mm.
But it's your hotel. And there's a pool on the roof. And
you're
it's
getting me
very,
excited about LA. Very, I want to be in LA.
The 395 flights and the freehand and Ziggy's. Yeah. You can do a Tuesday. But like, that's a great spot. And across from there, you have the old Orpheus Theatre. You have all these shops. Like, I went into Urban Outfitters and I got, remember the green cardigan for the Irish night? And it was $30. There's loads of deals, sales on, and everyone's really friendly. So there's great value there. The Gopher cocktail bar is across the road from the Freehand Hotel. You have to go in there. It's all this dark place, all these red neon signs. Again, barmen, like, they'll be there for hundreds of years, right? And they make these incredible cocktails. I hadn't been, it was my first time in 20 years being to LA, so I was pleasantly surprised. But that one, the Freehand and that kind of area, great value as well. And I mean, Instagram heaven.
And did you do the sign while you were there, the Hollywood sign?
I did, you have to.
Yeah.
And you know what? At least it's something free you can do in LA if you want to do it. Yeah. Now, we did a tour, but actually even the tour like was $17. That's all it was. And they bring you to all the photo spots and they'll take your photos. And the girl had us doing the jumps. I tell you, horrendous. You want to see the stage and be trying to do the, that jump thing. It was awful. But no, great photos. They say it's a hike, but it's like, it's more like a walk, isn't it? Like it took us, I think, an hour and a half, including stops for photos and everything. But it's brilliant to get up there and get the right to get the right photos. And there was actually, you're not allowed to go right up to the top if anybody thinks you are, but there was two people trying to go right up the top. And the police came out with sirens and said the €3,000 fine and get off.
Oh,
it was mad
night,
to see it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so don't try and do that.
Okay. Now, we have got return flights to give away. Where will we give them away to today?
So with Aer Lingus, we're flying to JFK. So New York.
These are going down very well. Everyone's trying to win these flights every week. Mm. What question will we give so people can enter?
So Trina, the question is, what famous female singer opened IPW when Sarah and myself were in Los Angeles?
So the so-called conference, inverted commas, where they had to go and work in inverted commas.
Yeah.
And all
Sarah
these...
was climbing every mountain.
Yes, there's a top tip. Okay, so if you think you know the answer, get texting and you could be winning those flights with Aer Lingus to a JFK from Shannon Airport. Thanks to Shannon Airport and tropicalsky.ie. Text me in your answer with your name and location to 087-188-0008. The best of luck. Sarah Slattery and Ed Finn, thanks so much.
Thanks a million, Trina.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed.
And Tropical Sky.
Start your dream with tailor-made holidays to the Caribbean, Far East, Maldives and beyond.
Flying from Shannon Airport with tropicalsky.ie.
Hey!
something for the weekend with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
We try so hard to give away big money every morning on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Honestly, we do.
Maybelline.
Oh, you got six! You got
three.
No! No! The last one! Oh, six, 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 six!
That's why we call it Seven Deadly Spins. But maybe you can go all the way. Weekdays at 8 a.m. with Colm and Lucy in the morning.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
The Irish Times is now an even better read with a new look weekend supplement. Redesigned and expanded. Agenda-setting journalism, reflections on the week's talking points, new columnist Sarah Moss, and economic and social analysis from David McWilliams. All that as well as magazine, tickets, sport, and the main section of the Irish Times Weekend Edition. Buy in store or get it delivered to your door. The Irish Times, because you get it.
At Vitalograph, we enable clinical trial success for some of the world's leading pharmaceutical companies. Our purpose is to have an impact on the lives of people living with respiratory conditions, and we're now looking for new people to join our expanding team. We've many exciting new work opportunities at our sites in Ennis and Limerick, including data analyst and customer support advisor roles. No previous experience is required, as Vitalograph provides full training. Apply now. Just Google Vitalograph. Join our team.
Want a new bathroom, but also fancy a holiday in the sun?
Then the time to see.
Book your bathroom renovation before June the 1st and you could win a luxury holiday in the sun for two people, including flights, accommodation and €500 spending money. See the tilehub.ie.
To renovate your bathroom perfectly, the Tile Hub are the people to see.
Conditions apply.
When you choose to make your meals a little more organic, you're not just getting nutritious goodness, you're doing a lot more good too. A blissful bit of beef boosts biodiversity. That handful of local fruit and veg helps fields flourish. And a dash of dairy supports dedicated organic farmers. So whether it's a sprinkle, a drop, a side or spread, make your meals a little more organic with certified organic food and drink from Ireland. Learn more at boardbia.ie/organic.
When spending time at our beaches, rivers and lakes, put water safety first. Safe always supervises children closely. Safe wears a life jacket when boating or angling. Safe swims within your depth and stays within your depth. This is Water Safety Ireland. Better safe then sorry. For advice, visit watersafety.ie. Supported by the Government of Ireland.
Knowles Menswear introduces Long for the Outdoors in Limerick. Now you can dress to impress outdoors as Knowles brings you big name brands and practical, stylish outdoor fashion wear for men, women and children. Shop the season's must buys now at Knowles Long for the Outdoors store in the Crescent Shopping Centre, Limerick. See Knowles.ie.
Now, more of the 80s and 90s.
On Something for the Weekend with Trina Mara. With e-travel.ie. Escape from reality. Jet off to your dream destination or set sail on a fantastic cruise for unbelievably low prices. Visit e-travel.ie today.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Loving can hurt. Loving can hurt sometimes. But it's the only thing that I know. When it gets hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. It is the only thing makes us feel alive. We keep this love in a photograph. We made these memories for ourselves, where our eyes are never closing, hearts are never broken, and time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. Wait for me to come home. Loving can heal. us when we die. Keep this love in a photograph. We made these memories for ourselves. Where our eyes are never closing, hearts were never broken, time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. And if you hurt me, that's okay, baby. Only words bleed inside these pages. You just hold me.
Something for the weekend. That is it for me, Trina, for today. I hope you enjoyed the show. And if you missed anything, you can listen back on the podcast. Everything goes up there on the website as well at classkids.ie. Have a lovely weekend. I will chat to you Monday morning from 10 a.m. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It's been a big, big week at Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. The latest radio ratings are out, and we're celebrating an all-time high.
360,000 of you are now tuning into the home of the 80s and 90s every week.
So we think that calls for some serious celebration. Look out for an Ireland's Classic Hits Radio listener party near you this summer, kicking off in Cork on June 13th.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, welcoming more and more of you to the party every week. That's why we're the home of the 80s and 90s across Ireland.
Source Ipsos JNLR 2024-1.
Sometimes the best things come in small packages, like the Fiat 500 you could win if you take out a car insurance policy with OnPost Insurance. Get great cover at a great price and a chance to win a fantastic electric Fiat 500. Get a quote now at onpustinsurance.ie. Acceptance criteria, terms and conditions apply and are available at onpustinsurance.ie/promotions. Competition ends July 31st, 2024. One Direct Ireland Limited, trading as OnPust Insurance, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. One Direct Ireland Limited is a wholly owned subsidiary of OnPust.
Amara Camping.
Can I speak to Norm, please?
I don't think we have a Norman.
Sure you do. He's new. He's in the papers.
Papers?
Yeah, he's your outdoor expert on roof tents, garden tents, home and marquee tents, gazebos, air awnings and pop-ups. I read it in the Sunday Indo.
Read it again, slowly.
Outdoors is the new norm.
You're right about the tents, though.
OmaraCamping.com. If you're outdoors, we have you covered.
Are you an employer seeking to fill career openings in Limerick? Jobs Expo is Limerick's new careers fair, attracting thousands of skilled job seekers from Ireland and abroad. Come and meet thousands of skilled professionals at Thomond Park on Saturday, 22nd of June, and recruit in the most cost-effective environment in the Midwest. Find out how exhibiting at Jobs Expo Limerick can save you money. Email info@jobsexpo.ie or call 01-5311-280. Jobs Expo Limerick. Work is what we do.
It's almost 10 o'clock.
Get a stamp anytime, anywhere, and send worldwide with a digital stamp available on the OnPost app. OnPost, for your world.
Across Cork, Limerick, Clare and Galway.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
At 10 o'clock, I'm Gary Brennan. Good morning. An investigation's underway after security staff were assaulted at a site being developed for Ukrainian refugees at Clonmel in County Tipperary. One person required hospital treatment after the attack and a number of cars were damaged. No arrests have been made so far and Gardaí are appealing for information. They're looking for dashcam footage from anyone travelling near the Haywood Road and